Join the conversation ahead of the local polls.
Your city, your vote.
Stay
with Cape Talk.
I have acquaintances who have said to me, nah, I'm not going to vote. Nobody catches my imagination. My vote hasn't made much difference in the past. If there was somebody I was excited about, a party, an individual, maybe, but bleh. And I've had many listeners tell me that. Wayne Divinage is the CEO of the civil action group Outer. Wayne, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Nice to be with you.
I will vote. I'm still not sure who I will vote for and exactly on what basis I will vote, but I will vote. You and I, as voters, might be, 35, 40% of the potential voting population. Use a few minutes to persuade people that they should think again, rethink their current position not to vote.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. Look. That is a good one anymore.
You broke up, Wayne. You said thanks for that, and then you went away. So start again,
sorry.
Please.
Yeah. Now, I used to even think that a spoiled vote, you know, just go in and spoil your vote might be an option because it could send a message to the authorities that people are not, they're a bit disillusioned and not happy with the option available. But you know, once the political parties get into power, they couldn't care how many spoiled votes there were. I think what we're saying is, first of all, don't ever take this position that my vote's not really going to make a difference. Because if everybody had that view, nobody would rock up. And by not voting, all we're doing is sometimes we're perpetuating the status quo. If you're in a situation where you are very angry and upset with the way your towns and cities are being run, you cannot complain if you don't vote. You just can't. You've got to get out there and be part of the solution by voting. And the question is, well, if you're disillusioned with the options, what do you do? Then you start voting tactically. You start to say, well, how do I make a change? Who are the candidates in my ward? Which one of those people is going to go and make a difference? And it might even be somebody who you wouldn't normally vote for. There might be part of another party or an independent entity, but they could make a difference in your ward, in your local municipality, in the council, if they were in office. And it's thinking like that and taking time to look at the mandates of the various opponents and then vote, but vote tactically. If you're not happy with all the choices, just vote for the one that's going to bring about the best change and not allow the wrong people to get in, because that's what happens. Is we don't vote, and the wrong person gets in, or should never have got in, but they happen to get in because they got enough of their supporters out there to vote and help them scrape through. And also there's proportional votes that all add up to the percentage of the proportional representative votes that go to a specific party. If you don't vote, then what you're going to do is just perpetuate the status quo. And we don't want that anymore. Not in local, not in the local government.
The proportional vote is perhaps easier, an easier decision where to place your cross. If you like the way the DA is governing Cape Town, then you vote for them. If you don't, then you perhaps vote for the party that you think is most likely to do better than the DA at running Cape Town. But the individual ward candidate becomes a little more difficult because kind of campaigning has been made very difficult, obviously, because of the pandemic. But generally in local government elections recently, what used to happen a very long time ago is that somebody used to knock on your door and say, hello, I am representing the Party X. I want your vote. Somebody else would come the next night and say, I'm representing Party Y. And for all sorts of reasons, that doesn't happen anymore. One of the reasons is because nobody lets strangers into their property anymore. And that's a more difficult decision to make, I think, Wayne, to find the info that allows you to make an informed decision in that regard.
Well, I think the social media space has made it actually quite easy. And times have changed. And where we sit today with the availability of information online, watching television, watching webinars and so forth, one can get that information. And door to door, as you say, in different environments, it's not safe. You don't let strangers in. And B, with COVID, it's another issue. So I think times have changed and we've got to move into the digital age to learn. But that's the problem, is we're not taking the time to even explore what are the options in my ward? Who is the right candidate? What did this ward do? What did my municipality with its various wards do in the past? Because what you want is strong opposition now, or you want your the mandated teams that really speak to what you need, fixed municipalities, changing the way they are run. And this whole new independent space has actually grown, because it's gone just beyond the independent candidate, because they don't get the proportional representative seats. So they're forming what you call micro political parties, as residents' associations, as organized communities, to get that proportional representative vote. And you don't have to, you could have, and this is how citizens basically start taking over the running of their towns or get more involved. And you're going to see in a lot of smaller towns, smaller municipalities and medium-sized ones, where suddenly there's a whole new amount of players that are coming into council that were never part of political parties. And this is good, because I think towns are run by people who are passionately involved in those towns. Whereas in the past, we've just had politicians who are running it for political reasons and not for the town and the citizens' reasons. And we've got to change that in those local elections.
Thank you very much. Wayne Duvernay, CEO at Alta.